Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another topic or segment that I've been wanting to include in this podcast. That is conspiracy theories with me. Now, I'm not going against any corporation or company or anyone. Nobody is being targeted. Remember, these are only conspiracy theories. So let's get into the conspiracy theory. Today, I will be bringing one of the most theoretical conspiracy theories out there that has been quote-unquote debunked by the United States government and by practically everyone in the world, supposedly. It is Pizzagate. You know by the name of this episode, it is Pizzagate. It was a debunked conspiracy theory. It went viral during the 2016 presidential election. It was extensively discredited by a lot of media organizations like CNN, Fox News, and many like that. In March of 2016, John Podesta's emails and Hillary Clinton's campaign manager was hacked and attacked by WikiLeaks, who published his emails in November 2016, that many coded messages, such as the words, "May we get a pizza for an hour?" Like, to be honest, who gets a pizza for an hour? I mean, go ahead for 45 minutes. I'd understand if you want to have a conversation with your wife, but who'd actually want to actually have pizza for 1 hour? Now that's one. The coded messages, which included the word pizza, pasta, and cheese, and many other offender words, we might call them, that were found in many Democratic officials and in U.S. restaurants, which they alleged to be symbols of sex trafficking and a sex ring, which involved one of the pizzerias in Washington, D.C., the Comet Ping Pong. Alt-right conservative journalists urged Hillary Clinton to prosecute over her emails to stop the spread of the conspiracy theory. Now, a lot of people might think that it was Russia and it was they were helping Trump get elected by this. And I'm not debunking that. I'm not saying that Donald Trump influenced Russians to hand over John Podesta's emails. Now, John Podesta was talked about in my previous episode, quote unquote. He was talked about because he is an alleged suspect. Not suspect officially, but it isn't debunked that John Podesta and Jeffrey Epstein's girlfriend, who has now been arrested by the FBI, was involved in Madeleine McCain's mysterious disappearance from her hotel resort in Portugal. Now, a number of tweets came out from the Czech Republic, Cyprus, and Vietnam. They were the most retweeters of the bots. Now, the Donald was quote-unquote created the Pizzagate subreddit to further develop the conspiracy theory. He was banned in November 23 for violating Reddit's anti-doxing policy, which means that Reddit banned him because he was being, you can use the word, biased towards people in the elections, I guess, from what I'm hearing. "We don't want witch hunts in our sites," said Reddit after the statement that they put. The discussion went on to a subreddit called The Void, which was a similar website to Reddit. Now, some Pizzagate proponents, including David Seaman and Michael Flynn's son evolved the conspiracy into a broader government conspiracy called Pedogate. According to the theory, satanic capital elites or the New World Order operates an illegal elite sex child sex trafficking ring. Now, in weeks prior to the election, Pizzagate went viral. Now, a lot of people thought that, or a lot of people are thinking that Donald Trump sent the Russians in to and go get the information from John Podesta, but, you know, it's not like that. And the story appeared on Turkey's Elenishka Shuk's website on the viral news network of Help Herself, something like that. And they portrayed the story of a child being abused in March. Now, the Pizzagate conspiracy theory spread towards ping pong, Comet Ping Pong. It receives thousands of threats from the conspiracy believers. James Alephantis was the owner, and he is being, well, they say that he had a computer with Anthony Weiner, which had a lot of prominent things. And there is said to be a Hillary Clinton, or sorry, let me rephrase that. There is said to be a video of Hillary Clinton committing a satanic ritual on a child. Now, Alephantis on his Instagram account has many pictures of children, of pizza, anything pizza related, anything child related on his Instagram. And then he has a child. I've seen the post. As a child. And then comments. He put a caption. I think it's pizza. Yummy pizza, he says. And then there are other people tweeting, or not tweeting, but commenting on the post. They say yummy pizza. Oh, pizza for days. Oh, I don't know. I don't know any others. He received many death threats from them. The restaurant's Yelp was locked because they were citing that it was a motivative move from the media coverage itself. Amanda Klinman, heavy breathing, deleted her Twitter account after receiving negative threats connecting her and the band to the conspiracy theory. Another band, Sex Strains, had closed the comments of their YouTube channel and addressed the controversy in the description of their videos. These bands were playing at Comet Ping Pong until the artist Arlington de Yosenio, who's once had a painting of a mural at the pizzeria and that had been painting over the years before the controversy, described the campaign of harassment against him in detail. He said, "The attacks in general, I think, were very deliberate assault, which will eventually be a coordinated assault on all forms of free expression." So basically, he couldn't express himself in a broader, wider range. The affair was drawn to many conspiracy comparisons of the Gamergate controversy, but including from that, and like I said, Anthony Weiner's laptop, supposedly the government did not find anything on Anthony Weiner's laptop. There is a video, I don't know if it's true or not, that Mr. John Podesta was sickening video. I mean, it is disturbing without the least. He was torturing a child and burning him with hot water of the shower. the Federal Bureau of Investigation investigated the Pizzagate-related threats in March of 2017, and they thought about possible probes. Now, the conspiracy theory has widely been debunked and judged to be false after a detailed investigation by fact-checkers of a website called Snopes and the New York Times, which is a fantastic media source. They debunked it along with the Washington Times, the Los Angeles Times, Fox News, CNN, the Miami Herald, the Metropolitan Police Department of Columbus, or I'm sorry, the District of Columbus, the Independent in Washington, and many evidence have cited that the conspiracy theory had proponents that have been taken entirely different, depending on the sources, and made to appear as if it was supported as a conspiracy. The images of children and family and friends and the pizzeria staff were taken from social media sites such as Instagram and claimed to be the photos of victims. The Charlotte Observer noted the diverse groups of sources and had debunked the conspiracy theory and pointed out that this included the new Fox News channel in addition to the New York Times. Now, many people would say that, oh my goodness, just because the news is telling me no, it's been debunked, well, I shouldn't listen anymore. No, you should listen. Because many conspiracy theories think that the comet ping pong symbol, which was a little, you would say Dorito, but it had linings going inside of the pizza or Dorito, whatever you want to call it. The similarities were too similar between the symbols related to Satanism and pedophilia. Noted the similarities were also found in a number of logos of unrelated companies such as AOL, Time Warner, and MSNBC. The theorists claim that an underground network beneath Comet Pong, the restaurant has no basement, however, and the picture was used to support this claim was taken in another facility. Furthermore, theorists claim to have a picture of the restaurant owner, Alephantis, wearing a t-shirt endorsing pedophilia. However, the image was another person and the shirt read J. Hart Elephant, which means I love children. It was actually a reference to L'Enfant Cafe Bar in Washington, D.C., whose owner was pictured in an image which was self-named after Charles Alphantis, the designer of Washington, D.C., practically. Theorists have claimed that John and Tony Podesta kidnapped Madeline Kane using police stitches that were, in fact, two stretches of the same suspect taken from the description of the two eyewitnesses. So remember, this is everything that they try to debunk, or the news are trying to debunk. No alleged victims have come forward and no physical evidence has been found. Now, in November 27th, Comet Ping Pong owner James Alephantis referred to a conspiracy theory as insanely complicated and made up fictional lie-based story and coordinated political attack. I'm sorry. Syndicated to columnist Daniel Ruth, who wrote that the conspiracy theory's assertions were dangerous and damaging allegations, and that they were repeatedly debunked, disproven, and dismissed. Now, Stephanie Williams, who wrote promoting the conspiracy theory on Planet Free Will, subsequently reported by the Toronto Star as saying, "I have no regrets and honestly really grown our audience." In December 8th, Hillary Clinton responded to the conspiracy theory, speaking about the dangers of fake news websites. She said, quote, the epidemic of malicious fake news and fake propaganda that flood social media over the past year, it's now clear that so-called fake news can have real-world consequences, end quote. Now, they did a poll asking 1,224 U.S. Registered voters if they thought Hillary Clinton was connected to the child sex ring rung out of pizzeria in Washington, D.C. 9% of the correspondents said that they believed she was connected. 72% said that they did not. 19% were not sure. So, what this says is basically that a lot of people think that Hillary Clinton is never involved. But honestly, one word of advice to everyone: the most innocent people are the ones that hurt you the most. And this is where I'd like to end this conspiracy theory session, because I've gotten into detail about every single thing, and I hope that many people would actually not believe it, but start to listen and start being woke and wake up that this world is controlling us. The media is controlling what we see, what we look at. Choice is just an illusion given to us by the government or by the elites. We don't have a choice. Just like I was saying, I posted on my Snapchat story that ROTC needs to be dismantled from every high school. Now, ROTC, it is a government-run program by the U.S. Navy, by the U.S. military, whomever, from the U.S. Defense Department. It is run by them. It is run also by the Department of Education. They are trying to give children a choice. They are trying to... they are making this illusion that if you join the Army, we'll pay everything for you in college, but you have to come a certain time of year. You have to come a certain time, and you have to actually join the military and all that great stuff that they don't tell you, that the recruiters don't tell you, sorry. I am not saying that this is a proven fact. It's just my opinion, to be honest, and I would like to get ROTC out of economically disadvantaged areas, because I don't believe it is working out. They are giving children the illusion of choice when they don't have one, to be honest. And honestly, it's just very demeaning for the elites and for the government to give us the choice and the freedom if it's all going to be an illusion. But thank you very much for watching and for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Have a very great day, and I hope to make more of these podcasts later. Good day to all of y'all. Bye-bye.